Wolf, it's no secret the U.S. could use more troops in Iraq. Some are being forced to do multiple deployments, some Marines as many as four different deployments over there. While the military at home lowers its standards to let more high school dropouts and some convicted criminals enlist in order to meet recruiting goals. Meantime, since 1993, the Pentagon's had this don't ask, don't tell policy that bars people openly gay from serving in the military. Because of this policy, 11,000 service members have been kicked out. 800 were in highly crucial jobs, including 300 with important language skills, 55 of those proficient in Arabic. We don't need those folks, do we? The New York Times reports gay rights groups are now making their biggest push in a decade to change the rules. They're drumming up support around the country and trying to get through a Democratic bill in the House that would do away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now, this will surely face resistance in the Pentagon and from Republicans, but polls are suggesting that more than 60% of Americans now support allowing gays to serve openly. Also, at least two dozen foreign armies, including Britain and Israel, currently allow openly gay people in the armed forces. So here's the question. Should the Pentagon reconsider its don't ask, don't tell policy for gays in the military? Email your thoughts to CaffertyFile at CNN.com or go to CNN.com/CaffertyFile, Wolf.
Started that policy, as you remember, with Bill Clinton when he took office back in 1993, one of the first questions posed to him, and that resulted in the don't ask, don't tell policy. It still continues to this day. We'll see if there's going to be a change, Jack. Thank you.